Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 16, 2024. Open yourself to the Creator. Question: how can the feeling of the Creator's joy be conveyed to the group? Answer: open your heart and pass it on. Try to connect with the Creator and your friends in the 10 and feel how your heart opens and everything in your heart pours out to your friends and through them to the Creator. Question: what does it mean to open yourself to the Creator? What is this action? Answer: ask the Creator to help you open your mind and heart and feel in them closeness to Him, that is, to be connected to Him through feelings and thoughts. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 28, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam, Mind and Heart. If a friend is sick. Question: if my friend is ill and I want to get connected in him so that the Creator can cure him, should I interfere in this or let it remain as it is? Answer: you should get closer to your friend in your soul, connect with him, and help him in your feelings, not physically, but internally. You will see how quickly he recovers. Question: should we help each other regardless of what the Creator gives to everyone, or would we be interfering with the Creator's program? Answer: yes, by doing this we would be interfering with the Creator's program. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 26, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam, I shall not die but live. Adhere to the Creator in both mind and heart. Question: how can we ensure that the cause of pleasure is always only the Creator and not pleasure itself, that is, that the pleasure would come from the fact that the Creator has it and not vice versa? Answer: the fact is that we, who consist of the desire to receive, are constantly connected with the Creator and are always directed toward Him. Our problem is that we do not feel or realize this. Therefore, Balha Sulam says that all our work is to direct our mind and heart to the Creator. After all, when we direct our thoughts to Him, our work is called working the mind. And when we direct our hearts to Him to give Him everything, this is the work in the heart. Thus, we adhere to Him with both our mind and our heart, two fundamentally different properties that we have for connecting with the Creator. In order for both the mind and the heart to always work only for the Creator, it is necessary for our feelings, thoughts, and desires to be in Him. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 28, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam, Mind and Heart. How can we fulfill the Creator's conditions? Question: when reading the primary sources, it seems that the Creator sets very strict conditions for us, and egoism shrinks. How can we love the Creator in a way that we gladly agree to fulfill these conditions? Answer: the Creator's conditions seem strict to us because they are too heavy to fulfill individually. But if we implement them with mutual assistance, they are perceived as doable. There is no greater pleasure, happiness, and sensation of an open world than nurturing such feelings toward the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 28, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam, Mind and Heart.